You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 15th, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm good. It was another good week. There's baseball on every night for me to watch as well and just get involved in.
All your pictures, all your teams injured, though. I did see that in the Trampled Bet League.
This is horrendous. It's like a draft league, right? So, each player only goes to one team and you select in rounds turnabout. So six of the starting pitchers that I drafted out of my team of 23, a lot are about more than half are batters, the rest are pitchers. Six of them are now injured and we're only a week and a half into the season and they're all out for a minimum of like 2 weeks and they're good players and I can't drop them. So I'm just sitting with empty holes all over my roster, getting absolutely destroyed. Like, I'm 100 points behind already and the game week runs from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm 100 points behind on Wednesday.
I mean, like, that's great. Oh, it's just a great beginning to start the league. So I took two losses in mine as well. But we had a good week last week. And we've obviously...
Football betting wise is going brilliantly. Fantasy baseball wise, I'm like the angel of death to the guys that I've selected.
Yeah, you physically can't get these guys out living at all.
No, I'm causing them injuries somehow. The very virtue of being drafted by me in my fantasy baseball game for Glasgow, Scotland, means that in real life they will tear their shoulder apart.
Yep, Wonderful. That's it. Oblique injuries all over the shop.
Horrible. Anyway, they are my woes. But you're about to hear my success stories from a very successful week football betting. And alongside myself and Gordo for this week, we have Trampled Bet regular co-host, Mr. Dave Greenfield. How are we doing, Dave?
It's really dark behind me. That's why, because I've got that light on.
Was there a power cut at this point? Did it just go out there?
Yeah.
Amazing. Someone get to Dave's house and put 50 pence in the meter.
It's actually pretty good lighting now that you've got a kind of a cast light in the front.
Yeah, so Shannon's just gave me a phone with the light on to shine a light on there.
Well, that's it.
Wow.
Well, very, very much hope the power comes back on in Dave's house in the next hour. But I mean, if not, this bit's not the most important bit for you because it wasn't your picks from last week. So, you just get to chill out in the dark.
Candles everywhere. The ambience will be beautiful for all of those watching on Patreon. As Gordo says, obviously this is Dave's first week for a little while since the Cheltenham Festival. We had Joey Slanzak on the last couple of weeks, and we'll go through the picks from last week and how we all got on across our normal bets. So I kicked us off with a banker in the Japanese J-League on Sunday. Avispa Fukuoka at home to Kyoto Sanga, mainly because Avispa Fukuoka are just incredible at home. And when I say incredible, they grind out draws and potentially sometimes win by one goal. So I put them on the double chance for a home win or a draw, basically not to lose. They went a goal down in the second half, but they righted the ship and even went on to win the game by a one goal margin like they usually do. So Avispa Fukuoka 1-2-1, and my banker came in at odds of 1-2-4.
Nice. I could start us off in almost the same fashion. A 2-1 win for a team that don't like losing. This was Napoli away at Lecce. They were 1-0 up really quickly, and I thought I was actually going to get a quick payout in this. But no, Lecce levelled about 52 minutes in. Napoli came back and scored 64 minutes and then just ground out the game 2-1. They ended up at quite a big price though as well. They went off at 7-11, which is heading towards shite bag value territory as opposed to or perhaps charity. Mine came in.
Big banker win. Love it. 2 out of 2, which took us on to Joey's to bring the treble home. Joey was in the German leagues. He took the Bochum versus Stuttgart game and took the home team Bochum on the double chance to basically not lose against Stuttgart. Gordon's smiling because he remembers last week's show and me saying that I really didn't like this pick at all. I was right to not like it. It was 1-0 to Stuttgart at halftime. Bochum got their equaliser in the 58th minute, but 5 minutes later, they were 3-1 down and the game was beyond them. And a late consolation goal didn't really help out. So Bochum lost this game 3-2, and Joey's banker did not come in. I don't want to say unlucky, but I just didn't like it.
It just was one of these things where you knew you didn't like it to start with. You made your point clear prior to the game. Not quite the win that Joey was looking for, but two out of three.
Or the draw. But 2 out of 3 in the bankers. But it takes us on to the value pick. These are picks around about even money. My pick was dead on even money, the Kashima Antlers away at Kashima Reysol. Antlers not started so good, but they have a much better team than Reysol, so they should be winning games like this. They did not win this game. They lost 1-0. It's a disappointing result. It's not good from a betting perspective, and it's not good for the Kashima Antlers, who will have aspirations of being at the top end of that league come the end of the season. That's really games that you should be winning if you want to do that. So not a good pick from myself in the value spot this week.
I don't feel too hurt about my value, although it lost. This was Verona versus Sassuolo, and for 84 minutes, Sassuolo were up 1-0, and it's 7-4 as well.
It's worth pointing out your value pick was quite high odds here. It was almost 2-1.
I really fancied Sassuolo in the way that the exact opposite way to what I fancied about my outsider. My outsider was a team that had basically never beaten the other one, whereas this team, Sassuolo, had always beat Verona. And they were 84 minutes along the way of doing that. It took a goal early in the first half. They conceded in the 84th and then conceded again. I was certain when I got that second notification that Sassuolo had scored and I was going to get a 4 out of 4. I was very disappointed to see that it was Verona on the other side. But yeah, I mean, the vast majority of the game looked like they were going to do this and it didn't quite come in. So, not to be for Sassuolo that week.
Close though, and it was a good shout. It's 7-4 to get within 6 minutes with the lead. So unlucky, G-man. Joy's value pick was over in Australia for Melbourne Victory versus Perth Glory, where he had selected both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 21-20. I didn't watch this game. I only woke up to the notification that it didn't come in. The game, in fact, ended 0-0.
It ended 0-0, which is not ideal for a shout where you're looking for both teams to score over 2.5 goals. But I did actually watch the highlights and there was tons of chances. It was just after I got the notification on Sunday for that, I was less confident about the banker in there purely because I was like, man, he's just a little off. Tighten up over a putt, couldn't hit his drives, that kind of, he was in a tough spot. But
unfortunately, I didn't see.
I know that he stayed up for that, which sucks for him.
He was watching
it and he said that they missed like two or three open goals within the first 10 minutes of the game and he just turned it off and went to bed. He was like, nah, I'm not getting involved in this. Yeah. So yeah, he was.
I didn't see it.
There. It didn't quite work for him.
No one hit their value this week. So
no.
Yeah, not a good week all round for the value picks. On to the outsiders then, where we pick something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. I backed my own team, so I'm a season ticket holder with Dundee United, and over the last few weeks we have really put in much better performances since sacking Liam Fox and appointing Jim Goodwin as our manager. And I thought we were vastly overpriced at home at 13-5 to beat a Hibs team that have been struggling. And this one came in. 2-1 win for Dundee United. We took the lead. We were leading at half time. Hibs got the equaliser after we had chances to make it 2 or even 3-0. The game went then back and forth for the last 10 minutes, and Dundee United were awarded an 89th minute penalty, which they scored. So another outsider in for me. I think I might be on 3 in a row now. So pretty happy with that, especially the good outsider odds, you would agree, Gordon, at 13-5. Although, ooh, not
look at me backing against Gordon's team with my team and fucking winning. That's smashing that is. Oh, it's great. Hey, fuck off.
It was great. It was
a really good pick.
In the George Fox stand watching it, just thinking, oh man, because we bloody needed those 3 points as well. We're at the bottom of the league, and the team that's second bottom won on the Saturday, and this was the Easter Sunday game. So this keeps us within touching distance. And I wouldn't be betting on us away at Motherwell this weekend, but I'd certainly be next weekend looking at us at home to Livingston as being, if you can get around 2-1 again, that'll be. Yeah.
I mean, Motherwell are just taking apart teams at the
good.
Moment. They're just
just good.
So, no, a very, very good result for you there, Andy. Just not so much for Hibs. So, on to mine, which was Atalanta versus Bologna. And as I alluded to earlier on, a result that doesn't really happen until it does. This was Bologna away, and they won for me at Atalanta at 17-4.
That's a huge price.
Yeah.
Better than 4-1. And there you are, just picking another outsider winner.
That's
tremendous.
And they won 2-0. We got early paid out.
Beautiful.
Nice. So this was a really good result. And I was so steaming when this came in. so this was even better. So it was good. It was a really good result. Bologna are just really good at playing. They love playing counter-attacking football. Mm. And the teams towards the top of the table are the ones that they like playing against. They hate playing against, like, you see them playing against Lecce, I would avoid it. But yeah, so a good win for Bologna in there. And yeah, 17-4.
So two of the outsiders then takes us to Joey's outsider, which was in the English leagues for Rochdale versus Walsall. Joey had selected a draw in this game. It unfortunately didn't come in. This was a 4-2 win for Rochdale. The game sort of to'd and fro'd. It was certainly 2-2. And then around the 50th minute, and then Rochdale sort of ran away with it in the next 10 minutes, making it 4-2 after the 65-minute mark. And then as the home team, the game was sort of over. But a lot of back and forth in that game until that happened. But 2 out of 3 outsiders in for the week, which I always back them as a Trixie, so that always guarantees me a return if two out the... And it was a good return this week as well. I got 4 times back the total Trixie stake.
No, it was good. Joey was
our 16 times back the unit stake for just 2 out of 3, which was really good.
I mean, I was just going to say Joey was slightly unlucky in his shouts for that, because Rochdale Walsall did go back and forth the whole time.
Yeah,
so
it was 2 each. Yeah, yeah, it got to 2 each. It was 0-1, 1 each, 2-1, 2 each, 3-2, and then when you got the next goal alert. Pivotal. Is it going to go 3 each? Is it going to go 4-2? Unfortunately, it went against us this week. On to the charity picks. This is a pick from each of the hosts, and we combine them all together as a treble, put a tenner of our own money on it, and all the proceeds go to charity. I was in Scotland again, staying in the Premiership. I said how much I liked this bet last week. I thought this was the bet of the week last weekend, but I didn't use those words because, you know, we've learned not to jinx things by using those words. But Aberdeen were 10-11 at home to Kilmarnock, which, quite frankly, Aberdeen are the best form team in the league out with the Old Firm. Kilmarnock have generated 2 points from 15 away games this season. Aberdeen had no right being that high a price. They won the game 2-0. Everyone got paid out early. They scored in the first minute.
I got them at evens.
Ridiculous.
Like, just
absolutely
pre-game.
Ridiculous. Aberdeen should never have been that high a price. I thought, see, when I got the notification, it was 3 o'clock, and I got a notification from that Aberdeen game, and I was like, I thought I turned game start notifications off. Oh no, they've scored after about fucking 6 seconds. Hooray! So,
I really went in there.
So my charity came in, which meant I went 3 out of 4 this week, which is a really good return, especially after a 4 of 4 last week. So 7 of 8. I was saying to, we were saying in our group chat, I don't think anyone's done back-to-back 4 out of 4s.
No. I don't know
if that's been done.
No, I don't think it's been done.
So that was close.
It's as close as we'll get, and I matched you in that feat this week. My charity was Celtic versus Rangers, the Old Firm, and I took Celtic here to win the game at 7-10. Did actually get paid out early because they went up 3-1 at one point. Rangers pretty unjustly had a goal chopped off in the first.
It would have been the opening goal.
Would have been the opening goal there, but Celtic have enough firepower. And you know, on another day, it could have went another way. The game, it probably wasn't as clear-cut as I'd thought it was going to be, but they won 3-2. You know, Celtic won this game. We were 2 of 3 on the charity going into Joey's pick, or 2 of 2.
2 of 2. And Joey's pick was in the MLS, so some American football, well, American soccer, mm-hmm. for Real Salt Lake versus Charlotte. And he took the double chance on the away side, Charlotte FC, at just under even money. So a draw or a win for Charlotte would have been good here, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. Real Salt Lake ran out 3-1 winners, despite the fact that Charlotte had a 1-0 lead at halftime. It just sort of seemed to all come apart in the second half.
When you don't have it, you don't have it. And it was just not Joey's week to be. So yes, he was.
When you get on a run like that, which we've all been on. You know in advance, it doesn't matter what you're going to pick. It's just not going to happen for you.
Yeah.
So unfortunate, especially with so many of our picks coming in. The timing was a wee bit brutal. But Joey will lick his wounds from that one and be back with the winners in no time.
Definitely.
We have before we get to the break and the middle section for the patrons, this is a good opportunity to remind people that we have a Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. We've got a few hundred members in there commenting on picks from the show, thoughts about the show, but also what they like for the weekend, if they've got any tips they really, really enjoy. And a special shout out to our guest this week, our very own Dave Greenfield, for belting tips in the Wrexham game, them to win and both teams to score. What an absolutely incredible game that was against Notts County, Dave.
Yeah, I think we are a bit too Ben Foster at the end when you got a keeper like that. I kind of get a bit annoyed with people when they're like, they're just buying the league. But that's what you have to do when you're like in leagues like that. If you've got money to spend, you have to spend that money and build a squad good enough to get yourself out. Yeah, you can argue that obviously that they've got better players than a lot of the teams there, but they've got it because they've got the people behind them and the backing, but that's what they're there for. It's not Wrexham's fault that they've been brought out by people who've got money and they're not just going to not spend it.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a cracking game.
It was an incredible game, and obviously Ben Foster, you alluded to at the end there, it was 3-2 to Wrexham and deep into stoppage time, and he saved a penalty. Pivotal in their in both that tip coming in, but also in their promotion hopes that look pretty nailed on now. But not only did you do that, Dave, you also bagged us first and second in the Irish Grand National, which was tremendous work. Jeffrey, 28-1 did he go off at, finishing second by a short head? Yeah, to Aya Maximus, who you also liked, who ended up winning it at shorter odds of around 8s, I think. But brilliant. Yeah, you did me an absolute solid on Monday when I got in from golf and backed all your tips. Also a big shout out to Peter Glover tipping up Huddersfield centre half Matty Pearson to score in their game against Blackburn. 16-1 anytime scorer shout. Boom. Yeah. Here it is.
Straight 3 points from like deep in, almost at centre court. He was throwing that one from. Not even like, you know, he was not incredible pick. So, and I was so, I actually texted Andy. I was so annoyed about that, right? Because we'd been playing golf together. I got the notification a day later. I was like, it's like things you might like from the Trample Bet group. I was like,
oh, I wouldn't like that.
A 16 to 1 winner from yesterday. I think I would, yeah.
But I do know a lot of people. Sorry, yeah, Dave, okay,
no, yeah, I was going to say what you're going to say. I know, like, quite a few people got on it as well. So, made a few people some money.
Yeah, class. Because him just to have one shot on target was 11 to 2. So, even if you weren't as ambitious as the 16 to 1, 11 to 2 is still a good return, over 5.5 to 1 on your money. Superb. So, cheers, Peter. That was absolutely brilliant. So, join the Facebook group, get involved in this. You find these gems. Posted on the weekend that sometimes you have to be quick on the draw, you know, don't be out playing golf and not see these like myself and Gordon did for that show.
Even if I had seen it by the time we'd finished golf, it was done. It was just the fact they come up and give me the old things you may like that I would have, yes, very, very accurate. Facebook, thank you.
In addition to the Facebook group, you can also give something back to the podcast. Support us by becoming a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon. This costs £6 a month. If you go to patreon.com/TramplebeT, just download the Patreon app, search for Trample Bet, £6 to become a member of the club. You get the early release of this podcast. So as soon as we finish recording, it's Wednesday night just now. We'll get this uploaded. You can watch it early. A special middle section, which we'll be going to in a second when the normal podcast has an ad break. All the podcast picks each week written down in a handy cheat sheet format. So you don't need to remember which picks you like to add to your coupons or whatnot. You can just pull up the JPEG, pull up the image and go, oh yeah, I like that one. I like Gordon's Banker. I like that. And boom, there you go. You also get a lot of extra content in the special shows for Patreon only members. And we've been off a busy session recently. We had the Cheltenham Festival. We had the MLB season preview and we had the Masters extra podcast over last weekend. Gordo's putting his hand up there, and I'm sure Joey, if he's listening, is doing the same, as their main pick was, both of them had John Rahm as their main pick, and he duly obliged and won the green jacket. So
he did, and it couldn't have he just seems like such a cool, chilled out guy, man. He just I was dead chuffed for him.
He four putted the opening hole.
I mean, great.
He double bogey four putted the opening hole and then just went, oh yeah, I'll go on and win this thing now. There's 71 holes left. Wonderful.
Do you know on the Masters broadcast, did a brilliant fact about that? So who was the last person to post a double bogey or worse on hole one and go on to win the Masters?
Wow. I don't know off the top of my head. So I mean, would be a guess.
Dave, it's like I was leaving this question to Andy because it was like 1968 or something.
Oh, was that a long, long time? It was a long time.
It was Sam Snead.
Right, okay, a long time.
But it was like, but it's only happened once, and it was Sam Snead and then John Rahm. So it's a great fact to put out there. Any pub quiz winnings, please forward them on to.
Well, just join the Patreon.
Exactly. If you've got a fiver from that pub quiz, get us in there.
Yeah, we really appreciate everyone that subscribes, and we're obviously always looking for more members to keep us going, to join the chat and get involved in our Patreon content. So thank you. Come and join us. Right, that's us for the recap and the little plug there. We're gonna hit some adverts and then we'll be back with next week's picks.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, April 15th, 2023. Myself, Gordo, and Dave giving you a pick in each of our normal slots. So the banker, the value, the outsider, and then wrapping it all up with a pick from each of us for the charity treble. And hopefully we will have something to announce and donate to charity next week. I will kick us off with the banker bets. And my banker is very early on Saturday morning. So regular listeners will be able to infer from that that I am in Japan in the top flight, the J1 League, for Yokohama FC versus Hiroshima. And this is Saturday at 6 a.m. So it's an early one. Best getting this bet on Friday night so you don't forget. I tipped up Hiroshima as potential league winners the week before the season started, and then they achieved only 2 points in their first three games, and things weren't looking that good. But since then, they've battled back. They're on 14 points from seven games, only 2 points behind the league leaders, Vissel Kobe. They're the most informed team in the league, alongside Urawa, taking 13 points from their last five fixtures. And they're up against a really poor Yokohama FC team that I tipped for relegation before the campaign started. And so far, they're living up to that billing. They're dead last in the league. They've only taken 2 points from their seven games so far this campaign. Head-to-head-wise, Hiroshima won both fixtures that they played in the last couple of years. They were both cup games due to being in different leagues. But Hiroshima won by scores of 3-1 and 5-0. And I think something like that will happen again here, even though they are the away side. I'd hope for this to be a comfortable Hiroshima win. 6-11 is a great price. Getting better than 1-2 on this, I think, is really good.
Nice one. Well, I should start our week. My banker is also quite early on a Saturday. It's at 1 p.m. For regular listeners, people will know I'm in the Italian second division. So this is the Serie B, and it's the game between Genoa and Perugia. Genoa are really a Serie A team, and they're heading back there just now. They're 6 points behind Frosinone, but they're 4 points clear of third place in the automatic promotion spots in this league. Contrast that with Perugia, who are 17th. They're currently in the playoff, fourth place playoff position for relegation. So they're not having that good a time here. There's not much head-to-head between these teams because of the fact that they don't really exist in the same league very often. They played in the Coppa Italia in 2021, and Genoa won 3-2. And they played in 2016 is the most recent one prior to that, and Genoa won 4-3 in extra time. But Genoa this season have been fantastic at home. Out of their last nine games they've played at home, they've won eight and drew one in that position. Contrast that with Perugia, who out of the last five games have won two and lost three. This is more of a bet on Genoa than it is. I mean, it's a bet against Perugia because they're in the relegation spots, but Genoa are just very, very strong at home. There's not really much more to say than that about this game. Genoa are just almost at the top of the league. Perugia are down the bottom. And you'll get them at 1-2 or 6-11, depending on which bookmakers you choose to go with this one. It is a league where you get early payouts for this as well. And you would have been early paid out by Bet365 when they drew 2-2 away at Como last week because they went 2-0 up. So, I'm confident of Genoa getting a good result against Perugia here and 6-11 or 1-2 to do so. Dave, you were laughing there, Andy. So I didn't know if you wanted me to give you time to put something in there.
Right. No, not at all. No, not at all. Dave's still experiencing a power cut. And I was just laughing. Like how he looks like he's taking part in some sort of seance. That's all.
Yeah, that's fine. So, do we have to activate a Ouija board to get Dave to do his picks? Like, where do we, how do we get him in here? So,
I'm just expecting him to start with.
So, Dave, what do you fancy in the banker area?
So I'm in the National League North, Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. This is the league below. Good friends Wrexham are in the National League. This is one below that league. But it's Kings Lynn against Southport. And I'm going to take Kings Lynn, the odds of 4 to 11. So Kings Lynn are in first. They've got 84 points from their 43 games, whereas Southport are in 18th. They took 50 points from 42 games. Kings Lynn topped the home form table. Southport are 18th in the away form table. Kings Lynn second in the five-game form table. Southport 21st. They've only took 3 from 5. Kings Lynn have took 12 from 5. So, Kings Lynn have won their last 4 games straight, and they've only conceded once in that 4-game run. Whereas Southport, they've lost their last 4 games straight. Now the way it works in this league is it's split into a north and a south. So you get, it's only one goes up automatically from each side. And then it's the playoffs, and one will go up for the playoffs, 4 get relegated to the National League. So Kings Lynn are only 1 point clear of Floyd, who are in second. So Kings Lynn need these points to be pushing on to make sure they're that team that are going up here. And I think they should do it quite comfortably. I don't think this is one of the 3-6-5 payout leagues.
I don't know. I can confirm it's not, but I really like the pick, especially as the home team. And I really like Gordon's pick, especially as Genoa and their home team. Probably the dodgiest one of the three, which I still think is a lock, is probably mine this week, with Hiroshima being the away side. But if you fancied the banker treble, so each of the banker picks combined, that's wins for San Freshi, Hiroshima, Genoa and Kings Lynn Town. That combines to 2.2 to 1. So it's always nice when the banker treble's over 2 to 1. Getting some value in there. And talking about value, now on to the value picks. This is something that we think has a really good chance of coming in, probably better than the odds that the bookies have given them. And these always tend to be around the even money mark. My value, I'm in Scotland in the Championship. So the second tier of Scottish football, a good traditional UK kickoff time of Saturday at 3 p.m. for Cove Rangers versus Inverness Caledonian Thistle. Inverness are maintaining a promotion push after a really good run of recent form, where they've had to play all the sides above them in the league. Their strength of schedule has been horrendous in the past 6 weeks. They've basically had to play every team that's been above them, and they've passed that test with flying colours. They're now up to fifth place. They're on 48 points for 32 games. They're only 2 points behind the playoff places now in Ayr United, who hold that fourth place. They're top of the league's five-game form table. They've taken 12 points from the last 5 matches, despite all of those matches being incredibly difficult. And now they get to play bottom of the league Cove Rangers, who have 27 points from their 32 games. They're not just bottom of the league, they're also bottom of the five-game form table. They've only taken 1 point from their previous 5 games, so in a particularly poor run of form compared to Inverness's very good run of form. Inverness perform well away from home. They're third in the league table, considering only away games. And they should put in another good performance here. They're 10 to 11, so they're almost even money, and I think that's a really good price.
I just like that as my value, and then realised you'd picked it, so that gives you an inclination that I also think that was quite a good pick. As Andy put his in first, and I tend to not look because generally they're in Japan, so
yeah,
I'm not going to be true. Not going to be involved in that. But yeah, I think that's a really good pick as well. So on to my value, and this is a Sunday night game. So this might be the final fixture of the whole weekend. So it's Sunday at 6:30. And I quite fancy Leverkusen away at Wolfsburg at the odds of 11-8 or 7-5. So, Leverkusen are the form team in the league at the moment. They've taken 15 points from the last 5 games, scoring 15 goals, conceding 5. So, lots of 15s and 5s in this. Wolfsburg haven't been too bad. They've taken 6 points from their 5 games. You know, they're not the bottom of the form table here. But Leverkusen have really kicked into gear. Listen to their last five results here. They beat Bayern 2-1. They beat Frankfurt. They've beat Bremen in there, Hertha. You know, they've won their last, I think it's their worst six games on the spin. Wolfsburg have struggled against the better teams in the league, losing to Mönchengladbach last week, draws with Augsburg and Frankfurt in there, losses to Leipzig. They're a good team, but they tend to not do it against the best in this league. And I think that Leverkusen are probably good for the win here. Historical fixtures. So when Leverkusen play Wolfsburg away, they're generally in the same league. So you get quite a good inclination of how this is going. 4 out of 5 have been Leverkusen wins away at Wolfsburg, with one draw being the 2020 game. It was 0-0. They don't tend to win by much. You know, it's 2-1s, 2-0s, 2-0s in there. So, you know, it's not, they're not hammering them, but I think they'll have enough. And I think at the price of over, you know, significantly over even money, I think it's worth having as the value pick for this week. So, yes, now we go to our man from beyond the grave. What have you got for us?
I look a bit like a floating head. Yeah, so I'm in the Eredivisie in the Netherlands, and it's Saturday at 5:45, and it's apologies if there's any Dutch people listening. It's Warwick versus Groningen, and I like Warwick here at evens. Warwick are in ninth. They took 35 from their 27 games. As Groningen sit 17th. This is an 18 team league, so one off the bottom. They've only taken 17 points from 28 games. Warwick are 10th in the form table. They've took 6 from their last 5. Groningen are last here. They haven't taken a single point from their last 5 games. Warwick are only one place and 3 points behind Vanhaven, who sit in the last Europa Conference qualifying position. So that's where Warwick are aiming for. They've got a good record against Groningen as well. They haven't lost to them in their last 4 meetings. They've won 3 and drawn 1. The only good thing Groningen seems to have going for them is that they've got Ricardo Pepe, the young American guy who started playing for the national team. He's managed to get 10 goals this season. I can't see him being there if they get relegated, which it looks very likely. But yeah, I think Warwick needs the points here to kick on, to try and get into the Europa Conference. And I think you're getting them a pretty good era evens against a team that are 17th and have took no points in the last 5 games.
Yeah, it's also a home selection as well, Dave, which gives you that bit of added confidence, doesn't it? Both Gordon and I am on away from home wins. So if you fancy combining the 3 value picks together, that's wins for Inverness, Bayer Leverkusen and Warwick. It works out at 7.47 to 1. For the value treble this week. Worth noting as well that Warwick is how you'll see it on Flash Score, but if you're on Bet365, they'll be down as just RKC. So the full name RKC Warwick, but different apps will choose a different part of their name to list them. So it's RKC to beat Groningen. On to the outsiders. We have had considerable success this season. And I keep getting to say it every week because we keep hitting more and more of them. Gordon and I both hitting our outsiders, not just last week, but also the week before as well. So let's try and make it 3 out of 3 for each of us and 3 out of 3 for the show this week. I'm doing something that I don't normally do, so I'm feeling a little uncomfortable about this, but I do like the pick. So Saturday, 7 a.m. for me in the Japanese J1 League for Kawasaki Frontale versus Nagoya Grampus 8. Kawasaki were the joint favourites for the league title before the season started, but they've got off to a surprisingly slow start. Through 7 games, they're placed 13th in this 18-team league with 8 points. Nagoya, on the other hand, they've started brilliantly. They find themselves in second place with 14 points from 7 matches. Interestingly, Nagoya have only scored 8 goals here. to generate these 14 points. But more importantly, they've only conceded two. So they're very good defensively. Kawasaki's last four home games have all been draws. And the last three have all been exactly 0-0. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see another tight game this time round. And with how good Nagoya are defensively, I think a low-scoring draw seems quite a likely outcome in this. Either another 0-0 or potentially a 1-1. So while I'm saying I'm doing something I don't normally do, that's backing a draw. I know Gordo loves a draw. I prefer to back a team because there's always the chance that they'll go ahead and win like 6-0 and then there's no stress, right? There's always stress in backing draws. But I figure this game has a good chance at being a draw and it's priced very nicely at 5-2. So that's a draw in the game between Kawasaki and Nagoya on Saturday morning.
Welcome to the draw hype, good man. This pick's going to take a little bit of explaining, not because it's overly technical. It's just like when I give you the reasoning for it, you're going to think this is the worst thing you've ever heard. So, historical form here is just really funny, right? So I really fancy Bologna to beat AC Milan on Saturday, similar to what they did last week for me. If they did the kind of double over, and the top two teams, it would be fantastic. And I'll give you all the good reasoning to start with, right? So Bologna are in a real purple patch of form just now. They are eighth in the league, 43 points. They're just in behind those kind of last European slots. They're 4 or 5 points behind the teams that are just above them. AC Milan are in fourth, 52 points. So they're only 9 points ahead of Bologna in the league. Bologna's home form is middling at best. They are, they've taken 15 points from, they've taken 26 points from their 15 games. AC Milan have middling away form. They've taken 22 points from their 15 away from home. Bologna have just got something about them just now where they love playing teams that are count and get to play them on the counter attack. And AC Milan, their recent form against anyone who isn't winning the league is pretty bad, right? So they beat Napoli tonight in the Champions League, and I think that's a good thing because they had to play a high-stress game. They're playing on Saturday against Bologna here. You know, they've had a midweek game here. They also beat Napoli 2 weeks ago 4-0 in a league game, which was Napoli's first complete capitulation. Outside of that, they've drawn with Empoli, lost to Udinese, and drawn with Salernitana in here. So they haven't been very good at teams who have sitting with a low block and playing the counter-attack. The historical form between these two teams sees AC Milan in the games that have been played at home have beaten them the last 22 times in a row. So
what, the games that have been played at whose home?
At Bologna.
So as the away team, yes, they've won this fixture the previous 22 times.
Yes, they haven't lost this game since 2002, right?
Have they drawn any?
They've drawn a couple in there, but not enough to worth note, to be honest. Bologna do much better playing at AC Milan. Like they've won some games away at AC Milan, they've drawn some games, but it's just a bit of a quirk here. But I think they're playing them at just the right time. They're coming off of a Champions League quarter-final against, their league rivals. They're not playing well against teams who are very much like Bologna in the league. Bologna are better than the teams they're losing to at the moment in that bracket. And I just think that this might be their week at 9-4. Historical form will tell me that this is the worst thing I've ever placed. And I don't think it is. I very much hope that they buck the trend. And if they do, I expect the people of Bologna to serenade me and carry me down the streets as some kind of demigod for getting them out of this funk they've got against AC Milan. But
I tell you what, G-Man, you've hit two outsider winners the last 2 weeks at odds of around 4-1. I am happy to back this. Very happy. You know, Bologna are a team in form. You're a man in form when it comes to picking outsiders. Yeah, if you tell me this is going to buck the trend, I'm more than happy to have a gamble on that for sure. I like to point it out once every now and a while. it would be very difficult to be the worst pick ever, which was probably me. What, 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, in the outsider column, I picked a team to beat Cologne and they get beat 8-1. So you've got somewhere to go.
I've got work to do if I'm gonna be that bad. But I genuinely do think, like, and I didn't even look at the form until last. I was like, great, this is fantastic. And then it didn't even have the scorers in. I was like, this is too far back that they just are like, there was teams in the league that I'm like, they've went defunct. So yes,
incredible.
Dave, I don't have a snappy intro for you because I was using all my energy there for that pick. So what do you have outsider wise?
Do I see Milan need league points?
Not particularly. Everyone needs league points, but they are.
Could you see resting players at the weekend, focusing on that second Champions League leg?
Possibly. I mean, they've got games that are easier than the one that they're playing against Bologna coming up against other teams who they should be beating who are further down the table. And Roma are on 53 above them, Inter on 51 below them, Atalanta on 48. So it is competitive. They do need to be playing players. But yeah, they've got a Champions League quarter final that they're 1-0 up in. So they could be resting guys. But I don't think... I'd rather they're playing their full strength squad against Bologna, because what they do the best is hit these guys on the counter. So if they're playing half a team that allows Bologna more possession and it's not the game that they're comfortable with winning. So that bit doesn't really matter for me. So thanks for that. That's very, I'm hopeful that I'll factor that into my thinking now. So what you got, sorry, Dave?
So I'm in League Two, Saturday at 3:00. And it's Crewe against Warsaw. And I'm going to attack Crewe, who are 2-1. So Warsaw are in 13th. They took 51 from 41 games. Crewe are in 16th. They took 48 from their 40 games. Crewe are middling in the form table. They're in 14th. They took 6 from the last 5. Warsaw right down the bottom, 21st. They've only taken 3 from their last 5. I mean, Warsaw's record lately is horrendous. They've got 1 win in their last 19 games, Warsaw. They had a great start to the season. But it seems to be since Mansfield recalled Danny Johnson, who was scoring goals for fun for Warsaw. They've just sort of seemed to I can't say that word. Capitulated. Yes. Yeah, thank you. They brought in Jamil Matt from Forest Green to try and get some goals, but it hasn't really worked. They've really struggled for goals. They're leaking goals. Crewe got a good record against Warsaw as well. They haven't lost since 2013. Which is 8 games. To be honest, both of these teams are on the beach. They're going nowhere. They're not going to get relegated. They're not going to get into the playoffs. But it's just Warsaw's form. I don't think Crewe is a home side. They're only 3 places behind and 4 points behind Warsaw. That should be a 2-1 shot. They got beat by Colchester last week. Crewe, but they won the last 2 games before that, so it's not like they're in terrible form like Warsaw are. So yeah, I'm quite happy to take Crewe at 2-1.
Next one meets the threshold. Ideal, no problem.
Three picks, all between 2 and 2.5 to 1. So that's a draw between Kawasaki Frontale and Nagoya Grampus. A win for Bologna at home to AC Milan, and a win for Crewe at home to Walsall. And combining those 3 outsiders gives us an outsider treble of 31.64 to 1. It's pretty high for 2 home wins and a draw.
Yeah.
Okie doke, gents. On to the charity treble. So one pick from each of us. It can be absolutely anything. We combine the 3 together. £10 of our own money, and any returns we get, including the stake, should it win, go to a charity of our choosing that we'll announce on next week's show. I may be kicking this off chronologically because I'm in the Japanese J1 League again. 3 of my picks this weekend come from there. This is Saturday at 7 a.m. for Shonan Bellmare versus the Yokohama F Marinos. Yokohama are favourites for the title. They currently sit in fifth place on 13 points from seven games, but that's only 3 points behind the league leader, so it's all very tight in the J-League. Shonan are not too far behind form-wise. They've got 9 points. Form-wise, reasonably similar as well. Yokohama 7 points from the last five matches, Shonan on five. Head-to-head matches, though, have recently gone the way of the F Marinos. They've won the last three times in a row that the sides have met. They won both games in the 2022 campaign, so last year's league, 3-0 at home and 4-1 away, so two pretty comprehensive victories. Yokohama F Marinos are a better side than Shonan. That's just a fact. That's why they're favourites to win the league, and Shonan absolutely are not. But the sort of slow start that teams have been having to this season's J-League means that the odds I think you're getting just now are much better than the odds that you really should be getting against these teams if you just looked at it on paper. And Yokohama are better than evens to win this, 23-20. So just from that fact alone, I like them this weekend as a better than even money shot away at Shonan Bellemare. So my charity pick, a win for the Yokohama F Marinos at 23-20.
I will round out this week in the Sierra B, and this is on Saturday at 5:15, and it's the game between Cagliari and Frosinone, two teams who are a very interesting juxtaposition in the league. Let's talk about why. So Cagliari's overall form is really weird when they play in their home and away form here. Out of their last nine games, they've drawn five. They've drawn six, sorry, out of their last nine games. All of the draws have come against teams above them in the league. So they're drawing against teams towards the top of the league that you've heard, like Pisa, Sud Tirol, who are surprising this year, Genoa, who are in second, Bari, who are up in fourth just now. They're drawing against teams that are much better than, are above them in the league. Frosinone, the top team in the league, have hit a bit of a, I wouldn't say they're stuttering because they're still 6 points clear, but they're starting to draw games and they've drawn three out of their last five away games. They drew with Bari in there as well, but they are drawing against worse teams. They're drawing against Perugia, who I've backed against in the banker slot, and Palermo as well here. The teams have only met four times because they don't tend to play in the same leagues. Kind of a theme with some of my picks, and then some teams that seek to play all the time and win all the time. AC Milan. The four games that they have played have been three draws and one nil win for Cagliari here. I think this game's going to end up a draw, and you'll get that at 21-10 or 2-1-ish. Which is quite a short price draw in the Italian Serie B. They tend to be at about threes for most of them. If you look at this game, the away team, who should be the winners of this, if you're going by league form, are 19-10, and the home team are 16-11. So the bookies think it's a bit of a toss of a coin here for who's going to be winning this one. I think it's going to be quite similar to Andy's description of a low-scoring draw. For one of his picks there, I think this game's gonna end up as a draw. 2-1 for that, and should give the charity a bit of a boost.
A draw in the charity section, Gordon. Are you mad?
Clearly.
Mental?
All of their draws have been 0-0 or 1-1 as well, so it's so boring, the games that they're doing in there. They kind of had 2 weeks where they won games 4-0. Cagliari had 2 weeks where they won games 4-0 and 4-1. Then they just went back to the mean of drawing 0-0 and 1-1 the next 2 weeks. So I think this game just tends towards a draw, and I'm putting it in the charity because I'm comfortable there's going to come in and it'll be some serious cash to make up for. We haven't hit many of the charities this year, but probably under our usual charity amount. So
we've gone two out of three the last 2 weeks. So hopefully this week, boom, three out of three. And we have some money for charity. So Dave, resting on you to round out the show.
Right, so I'm in Turkey for both teams to score an over. I'll leave that to our good friend Joey. I'm obviously back in League Two. Saturday again at 3 p.m. Salford against Colchester, and I like Salford at 4-5. Salford are seventh in that last playoff spot, in League Two. They've got 66 points for their 41 games. And Colchester sitting 20th. They've taken 42 points from their 41 games. Salford got a good record in the form table here. They've taken 10 from their last five. Colchester aren't doing too bad, to be fair. They've taken 7 from their last five. But this is all about Salford. They're just picking up points, picking up wins. They were losing to Wimbledon last week. And they missed a penalty. I think it was in the 91st minute. And then they scored 2 goals in the 93rd and the 95th to come back and win the game 3-2. So they've just got a great spirit about them at the minute, Salford, that they're fighting hard for this playoff spot. I think people think Salford probably should have been there earlier in their time in League Two with the money they've had behind them from obviously like the Nevilles and the class of 92, Beckham's goals, we've all put them into Salford. But I think this is going to be their year that they finally make the playoffs there. So, yeah, Salford at 4-5 for me.
I mean, Dave didn't even reference who the goal scorer is for Salford all the time here. Andy, I was going to say, Andy, if I tell you he played...
He's told us.
Yeah, I look at Callum Hendry and I see you should be playing centre-back, mate. Try up top. But yeah, so that's a ridiculous result last week. I was waiting for you to cover that missing a penalty and then going on to win. It's almost Andy had backed the opposition team. But yeah, sorry, Andy. How do we round out? How are we looking odds-wise for this?
Big for the charity treble this week. So wins for the Yokohama F Marinos, Salford City, and a draw between Cagliari and Frosinone works out at 10.99 to 1, which is pretty tasty. So over 100 quid for charity, which I'll be backing this week, Gordo, I do believe, considering we both got our charity picks right last week. So when we were both successful, we switch. And as you backed it last week, I'm backing it this week. So
it is. Hopefully. It's an unjustified pass, is what I describe that as. It feels like.
Well, it's unfair to back it twice in a row if you're hitting winners as well. So,
absolutely. You know what I mean? It's just, it's always one of those, like, I got this in and here I am again.
Here I am again, back in the charity. No, it's good. Hopefully, I'll have over 100 quid to give to a charity on next week's show. Reminder that we do have a Facebook page. There's been plenty of good stuff in there. Join it, guys. Totally free to join. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. We also have the Patreon, which is £6 a month. Really helps us out, but you also get a whole lot of good stuff in return. And you can also see Dave in sort of monochrome lit by candle.
You can't see,
man. You can't. Yeah, you get the idea of Dave's presence. Like you said earlier, as if he's on the Traitors, just expecting Claudia Winkleman to come in and round us out. So you get to see what that's all about. And also the middle section from this week's show, where we talked a lot about the upcoming Grand National, which is Saturday at 5:15 p.m. So good luck if you are having a punt on that. Gordo, Dave, thank you. It's been an absolutely mega show. We've talked a lot and covered a lot of ground. So thank you for another entertaining conversation, and best of luck to all our listeners for their weekends gambling ahead. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.